that suffering that we're going through is to develop in us something that is lacking in our character, in our walk with the Lord.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of Christ Baptist Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad that you're with us as we begin a new message today, The Significance of Suffering. And Pastor, every single one of us listening today has got to identify with that feeling of suffering and wondering, God, what is the purpose of this in my life? When will you let the suffering end?
Yeah, and you know, God has many reasons for allowing those things to happen. We're going to focus in today on the remedial reason, but sometimes there is suffering that comes as a result of, somebody said to me, you know, why is God allowing me to go through this? I said, what's wrong? Well, you know, all my credit cards are maxed. And I said, ho, wait a minute, wait. Those credit card slips, are they signed J-E-S-U-S? Well, no, I signed my name on. Then you're suffering not because God allowed you to go through suffering, but because you were like Custard when he saw some Indians. Charge. And so now the good thing about the grace of God is that he can help us get out of debt that we put ourselves in. And so some suffering, you know, I spoke to another couple where she was saying, you know, I'm going through all this in the relationship and blah, blah. And she's with a person that God never told her to be with in the first place because she's a believer and he's an unbeliever.
Right.
And she just couldn't understand you're suffering because you're in disobedience.
Right, sure, absolutely. There are times, though, when a believer genuinely, maybe through suffering, gets broken. And you feel like, all right, I am completely at the bottom here. God, what do you want to do? Would you show me whatever I'm supposed to learn through this? Would you teach me? And would you please allow me to get this quickly? And the suffering continues.
Yeah, but you know, God knows when it's time. We don't. And God knows that he wants this full surrender. And sometimes we just acquiesce, you know, to relieve the suffering.
Yeah.
God, if you'll get me out of this, I'm going to go to church faithfully. We should have been going to church faithfully in the first place.
To begin with, right. Yeah, that's very true. Well, we're beginning this message, The Significance of Suffering, today. So if you can, open your Bible. Join us in James chapter 1. Here is Pastor Ford.
If you were to ask Willie Johnson, what was the worst day of your life? Willie Johnson would say the worst day of my life was when I was fired from the sawmill that I had worked all my life, that I started working there after high school, and I worked there for 40 years. I only had 6 more years until I could retire, and I got fired. That was the worst day of Willie Johnson's life. But if you were to ask Willie Johnson, what was the best day of your life? Willie Johnson would say, the best day of my life was when I got fired from the sawmill that I had worked at for 40 years and only had about 5 more years until I could retire. Now, when you first ask Willie what was the worst day, he would say that day he got fired. But in hindsight, if you would have asked him 5 years later, he would have said it was the best day, the day that I got fired from that sawmill. So in the next ensuing approximately 5 years, Willie Johnson went through a literal Hades, could not find a job until finally he decided, you know what? Going through all of this, but this yet may be an opportunity rather than opposition. So Willie Johnson, he founded Holiday Inn. So he became a millionaire, and ultimately he became a billionaire because the worst day of his life actually turned out to be the best day of his life, and all of the suffering that he went through was actually utilized as a platform to bring him to the place where he founded Holiday Inn. So then his suffering had significance. And so his boss at the sawmill thought he was firing him out when God was actually getting him fired up. Amen. And so it happens to many of us that what God often does is he puts us on our back so that we then have to look up. Y'all ain't praying with me. Mm-hmm. The problem is too many of us are like Gideon in Judges chapter 6. Remember him? I mean, he complained about everything in the trial. And we become just like him. So some suffering is remedial. And that's what we're going to talk about. And so there are five kinds of suffering. There is religious suffering. Religious suffering. And religious suffering is just what it says. It is suffering because our religion puts stipulations on us. God does not. Anybody know anybody in religious suffering? So you think you're serving God when in reality you're actually serving Satan. You may write down 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 22. It says there are those who think that they're sacrificing to God, they're actually sacrificing to demons, false religions. So my example then would be the country of India, 1.17 billion people in India. And India, many of the people, 70% of them are starving. But they're starving not because of overpopulation. And they're not starving because of a food shortage. They're starving because of their religion. They're starving because their religion believes in reincarnation. So then, that animal that your pet could have been your auntie. And since you don't want to kill your auntie, then you let them live. And so, for example, I took these stats down. Here's what they say. Now, it's 80% Hindu. So they have a little over 900,000 Hindus in the country who believe in reincarnation. So you can't kill rats, you can't kill mice, you can't kill cows. I just took cows. Every cow eats food enough to feed 7 people. That's every day. There are 200 million sacred cows. Do you know how many Big Macs that is? Man, that's a lot of Whoppers. Yeah, and so people, they can't eat the cows, and so they're dying because of their religion. I looked up one other thing. Listen to this. Just stop feeding the cows, they would be able to feed 1,400,000,000 people, which is 1/5 of the world's population. Just stop feeding the cows. Matter of fact, cows eat better than the kids do. Yeah. And mice and rats consume 50% of the stored grain. So this is religious suffering. Religious suffering. But then secondly, there's what's called rapacious suffering. R-A-P-A-C-I-O-U-S. Rapacious. Well, you know, why don't you just say demonic? Because everything I'm going to say starts with an R, and I'm not changing it just so that you can understand it. It literally means demonic and predatory suffering. So it's predatory suffering. And that is based on the devil and his demons, that there are those who are suffering because of the devil and his demons. So Mark 5, we have that classic example of the demoniac of the Gadarenes. And here was a man who the demons, now how many did he have in him? A legion. How many is a legion? 6,000 Roman soldiers made up one legion. So this man had 6,000 demons in him. That's a lot of demons. We got folk in church who got legions. Come on now, y'all know it. We need to cast them boys out. So that man wasn't touched by an angel, he's touched by a demon. And so it is rapacious suffering. But then there is thirdly, retributive suffering. Retributive suffering. And that's when we suffer for our sin. When we suffer for our sin. So So there's religious suffering. That is when our religion puts things on us that cause us to suffer that God has not. And there's rapacious suffering that would be predatory. So in our community, we ought to know about that, predatory lenders. So retributive suffering is when we suffer for our own sins. It's retribution. Classic example, John chapter 5. There's a man, according to John 5, verse 5, he had been sick for 38 years. So for 38 years, he was infirmed. And in verse 14, Jesus tells him, go and sin no more. That verse 14 tells us the reason this man was suffering is because it was retribution for his own sins. John 5:5, 38 years, John 5:14. Let me just read it. John 5:14. Here's what Jesus says to this man in John 5:14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. Well, isn't that amazing? He got healed, then he went to church. Let me say it again. He got healed, then he went to church. So he's not one of those persons who said, Lord, if you heal me, I'll serve you, and then you never see him again. If you get me out of this, then I'll serve you, and then you don't see him again. Here's a man who said, if you heal me, I'll go to church, and he did. So I just wanted to make sure he got credit. That's all. I just wanted to make sure he got credit. So listen to what he says. Afterward, Jesus find him in the temple and saith unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. So he's saying, see what happened to you? That whatever that sin was, 38 years he paid for it. Do you think there's any sin worth paying 38 years for? No. Ask somebody that's in jail. Ask somebody that's been there who have a life sentence. Was it worth it? No. Was not worth it. Okay, so then the fourth kind of suffering is redemptive suffering. Redemptive suffering. And it is just what it says. When we suffer, not because of anything we have done or even that somebody else has done to us, but it is redemptive. That is, we are suffering so that someone else can benefit from the fruit of our suffering. Now, number one example, survey says, the Lord Jesus Christ. He who knew no sin became sin, that we may become the righteousness of God in him. So Jesus was innocent. And because he died for me, I now, who am not innocent, am not guilty. Amen.
Amen indeed. What a thing to think about. You're listening to Treasure Truth, a message entitled The Significance of Suffering, and we'll get back to that message in just one moment. I want to let you know that we'd love to hear from you. You can always connect with us on social media if you've not done so before. I hope you'll like us on Facebook. You can follow our comments and updates there, including listening to today's program directly on your Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter. You'll find those links when you come to our website. It's treasuretruthradio.org. You can also give us your feedback by coming to the website and clicking on the contact button. Again, it's treasuretruthradio.org. Once again, here is Pastor Ford.
And so if you want a verse, 2 Corinthians 1:3-11. 2 Corinthians 1:3-11. He just says he's the God of all comfort. He comforts us in all of our tribulation. Why? So that we would be able to comfort others with the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Then he says, we were afflicted, but it wasn't for us. It was for your sake, that you would benefit from our affliction. And so he says that there is some suffering that you're going through that's redemptive suffering. And so that suffering is not for you. It's for somebody else to be blessed by the fact that you went through pain. And so I know we don't like that, but that's the way it is. Then the fifth, which is in this context, James chapter 1 is all about this kind of suffering, remedial suffering, remedial suffering. So what is remedial? Well, let me tell you what my friend Webster says about remedial. It's a special course of study for helping students overcome deficiencies in specific skills, abilities, or knowledge. Let me say it again. It is a special course of study for helping students overcome deficiencies in specific skills, abilities, or knowledge. So in the context, what God is going to do, and many of us will go through remedial suffering, that suffering that we're going through is to develop in us something that is lacking in our character, in our walk with the Lord. So it's when God burns something in, or when God burns something out, or when God burns something off. And so every one of us, you may not believe it, has something that needs to be burned in. And when he burns it in, that has to do with our character. There's a deficiency in our character. And remember the Old Testament word for character? Kerasso. And where did it come from? It came from working with metal, strong metal, not pliable metal. And so character, only God can change character. Because generally, character is set. Unless God miraculously and supernaturally deals with it, what you see is what you get. That's why whoever you marry, don't think that you're going to get better than what you already got. Because if that's what you're thinking, it may be a Gomer Pyle moment. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So you're not going to change them. They're not going to change you. Only God changes nature. Now, you can nurture somebody in an environment, but you know, they always have their own notion. So someone said, and I quote, "A brook would lose its song if God would take the rocks out." That's true, wouldn't it? That's why it sings. Because the rocks, going around the rocks, crashing against the rocks. And that's the same thing with you and I. And so James agrees, and he gives the significance of our suffering. Let's just walk through real quick, and let's talk about remedial suffering, that God is going to put us through some things. Now, we would think, now you look at Job, it was the head and the tail, wasn't it? What kind of suffering did he, I think he went through at least two. Anybody agree with me? Okay, what did Job go through? Okay, it was redemptive, rapacious, and remedial. So three, I guess, huh? Yeah. So how was that? It was rapacious because it was the devil, right? Uh-huh. And then it was remedial because it was what? It changed him, didn't it? It sure did. And it was redemptive. Why? Because the devil needed to know that God had somebody that serves him for who he is and not for just what he does. And Job proved that. So let's talk about us. Here's what James says. If we want to understand the significance of suffering, then the first thing we have to understand is the regal prerogative of the sovereign God. So in our suffering, in our remedial suffering, we need to understand that God is sovereign in it and that it's his prerogative to do with us whatever he wants to do. Now, how do we see that in the passage? Here's what he says. James to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. That's right. And so that is our old friend, doulos. There are seven words translated minister or servant in the New Testament. The bottom one, doulos. So James, and who is he? The half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's the half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, but you don't know it. And whenever you read anything about him, you never know it until the writer tells you who he is. That's unlike us. We saw Oprah on the Miracle Mile, and we, you know, we come back like we know her. She waved at me. Yeah. So here's what he says. He says to the 12 tribes scattered. So here's the word. It's a compound word, the word scattered. It comes from the word, you've heard it before, diaspora. Diaspora. Dia, preposition, through. Spora, seed. So then the word means seed sown. So, James, a bondservant of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes sown like seed. So, you know it very well. Somebody give me the metaphor here. Give me the word picture. Where's that mic at? Give me the word picture.
This is the word picture of diaspora. A farmer spreading his seed to achieve a harvest.
Yes. So what does a farmer do? Does he throw it anywhere? No. He strategically places the seed. So God now, remember, these 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, what are they undergoing? Persecution. He's writing to them because they're undergoing persecution. They're going through suffering. And so what is God telling them? You know, your suffering has meaning. Your suffering has purpose. So then the devil may be the agent, but I'm the source. So ultimately, if you're going to have your suffering be remedial, then what you've got to realize is you got to quit looking at the circumstances. You got to quit looking at Satan. You got to start looking at the Savior. You got to begin saying, okay, I know that God is controlling this thing, no matter how much pain it's costing me. So, he says, you got to understand the regal prerogative of our God in suffering, that you are seed sown. You're strategically placed. So wherever you are right now, and whatever you're going through right now, God knows everything about it. Because if he didn't allow it to happen, it could not have happened. So then it's not by accident, it's not by incident, it's not by coincidence, it's by providence. That's right, the providence of God. God authorized it even if he is not the agent.
Well, we're going to go more in depth on the significance of suffering when Treasure Truth continues tomorrow. But right now, you can request a copy of today's program from Pastor Ford when you come to our website, treasuretruthradio.org. You know, when you look around at our culture and our world, it becomes clear fairly quickly that many Christians are more interested in the American dream than they are in God's kingdom. As a result, we've manipulated the God-centered gospel to fit our human-centered preferences. And David Platt wants to change that. He's written a book called Radical, and in the book he calls into question many of the comfortable notions that are common among Christians today. And then he proposes a radical response: to live the gospel in ways that are true, filled with promise, and ultimately world-changing. Now, this is a book that we think every Christian needs to read and then to share with their friends, and we want you to have a copy. When you give a gift to support Treasure Truth on this station, simply mention that you'd like to receive Radical by David Platt. It comes with our heartfelt thanks. So call us at 888-644-7660 or go to treasuretruthradio.org. Well, there's another way to give to Treasure Truth. You can automate your support by becoming a monthly partner. Your ongoing support lets us know that you value Pastor Ford's teaching and you want to do your part in reaching the world for Christ. Become a monthly partner today when you call 888-644-7660 or go online to treasuretruthradio.org. Well, I'm Steve Hiller. Our producer is Amy Rios. Join us Wednesday as we continue this message on the significance of suffering. That's here on Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.